Daniel Klein and Mira Fine are living the dream, at least a dream to many of us. They're circling the world, seeking out people who work with food in all sorts of ways. Daniel's the chef with serious restaurant chops. Mira's the writer and designer who knows how to handle a camera. And their site is perennialplate.com. Mira, Daniel, good to have you guys back.
So good
Thanks
to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So what's one of the stories that you've picked up? I know you've been in Italy. And as you know, I have a certain partiality to that country. But what are some of the things you found?
Well, it was really hard to decide what to focus on in Italy because there's so many amazing things going on there. And we found this story of a pasta maker in Tuscany. And it's funny because we actually first heard this story while filming in a remote village in India, where there was this Italian girl who was woofing in the farm that we were filming. And we said, hey, we're going to Italy. Who should we film? Who has a good story? And she said, you have to meet Franco Pedrini and his three sons who grow wheat and make their own pasta. They're amazing. And this actually sounded really great for us because we had already scheduled a story to go hunting for truffles in Marche, Italy. And so we figured, Okay, showing up to a pasta maker's home with a bag full of truffles could really work out well for us.
The doors were going to open immediately.
Yeah.
But it sort of worked out. So we had our truffles. We'd gone out and found the bianchettos, the ones that are kind of in between seasons, and went to this biodynamic farm and found out shortly before that our translator had canceled. So we don't speak Italian, unfortunately. So we show up at these people's house and proceed to have a truffle lunch of their pasta with very few language skills. It was really, really good, actually, for us because we were able to develop this broken small talk and become friends. And then the next day, actually, their son, who speaks English, came, and then we were able to do the interviews and already be pals.
So tell me about this. They're growing the wheat and they're making the pasta. Is this a family tradition?
No, you know, the interesting thing about Franco is that he, up until 20 years ago, was a Phi Ed teacher up in the mountains. And he just decided when his kids were, you know, 10, 12, and 8, that he was going to pick the family up and become a farmer. He knew nothing about farming. He didn't know about how to make pasta. He just decided to try his hand at it, go back to the land, as they say.
He had a passion for organic and for a natural way of life. He was seeing, like so many people, I think, these days, that we've been using these bleached flours. Everyone's using the same ones. And he really wanted to get back to these old grains that he had seen. And so he started researching and finding these beautiful heirloom wheats, heirloom semolinas, all these different things, and planting them and trying to find a way to make good pasta out of them. So over the course of 20 years, he's been refining his craft.
What's the name of the brand of pasta?
San Cristoforo.
Is it available in the United States?
It is not available in the United States. They've actually had quite a number of people in the United States reach out to them to try to do it, but they would have to increase their amount so dramatically that it would make it difficult for them to continue in the style that they want to. So they have to do it slowly. They do want to get to that point, but it needs to be a progress.
So, I mean, he had to have a hard row to hoe in the beginning, I would imagine.
He did because he didn't have a farming background, and he had to find land in the Tuscany area. So, I mean, he rents this land, and he's been renting it for 20 years, and now they're at risk of losing the land, which is also a difficult thing.
Well, I think 20 years ago, Tuscany, it was a different place than it is today.
It's true.
You know, it's such a, there are so many tourists, so many people coming to visit.
Right.
It's so,
right.
You know, it's sort of beautiful there with all the olive trees and the vineyards that it's just kind of another example of someone being pushed out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Because the land becomes so valuable.
Because it,
you know. In terms of real estate. Yeah. You know, I understand that, speaking of beautiful old farmhouses, that you went to see the making of my favorite all-time cheese, Parmigiano Reggiano. But I understand that in addition to that, something happened. Okay, come on, tell the story, okay?
Okay, I have to preface it by saying that we came to Italy with the purpose of filming all these stories, but also the overall, you know, we're going to create an overall montage video that is 10 things we love about Italy. So we filmed balsamic vinegar production in some woman's attic. We filmed a prosciutto producer, all these things. The last thing we filmed was a small family-owned Parmesan cheese producer. And so this guy was showing us how he made the cheese, and he was wearing these, you know, full chest-high rubber overalls. He was very cute. And then after about maybe an hour, Daniel was like, I think we should go into the cheese cave and now film in the cheese cave, which is like this beautiful, you know, tall-ceilinged room with wheels of Parmesan cheese from the floor to the ceiling. It was just really, really beautiful and freezing cold. And Daniel said, okay, before we start, I would really like to take a picture of us in here, so I'm going to set up the camera. And I thought, oh, that's such a great idea because this is such a beautiful space.
So I have Mira reach into our camera backpack and pull out a ring. We met at a cheese shop. I thought it appropriate to get engaged in the place where the king of the cheeses is made. And, and she said yes.
So romantic. Congratulations, you two.
Thank you so
much.
Daniel Klein and Mira Fine are the James Beard Award-winning creators of the perennialplate.com. Check out their Italy video and my recipe for farmers market pasta on the website, splendidtable.org.